Welcome to Root Access. I'm Mick Hollison. This show is about a question that most engineering leaders can't answer yet. Your developers are faster than they've ever been, so why isn't your organization? My guest is Wells Burke. Wells spent the last decade running Rocket Partners, an Atlanta-based global IT consultancy that helps enterprises modernize their stacks and move to the cloud. Codevine was born inside that work. Rocket's engineers kept watching the same thing happen inside big companies. Individual developers were getting dramatically faster with AI, but the organization around them was barely moving. Codevine is the company Wells built to close that gap, and Rocket funds it. We recorded this conversation in late June of 2026, a few days after the Claude Fable release, which comes up. Timelines move fast in this business. The problem we're talking about hasn't moved at all. We're releasing the conversation in four parts. This is part one. Here's Wells.
Good to see you, buddy.
Well, got a nice green day to go along with your Codevine theme here in Atlanta.
First day it hadn't rained in forever.
I know, you're right. It has been a little on the soggy side since I got here, but we got a lot to cover. So back in September of last year, something pretty significant took place, and Atlassian, who I imagine anybody watching this is very familiar with, paid about $1 billion for a company whose entire job it was to help engineering organizations figure out whether AI spend was actually working or not. $1 billion for just visibility. That was it. Just, are they doing what they say they're doing? Are they using tools they say they're using? And maybe in some cases, how much am I spending? When you saw that deal happen in the fall of last year, you were probably in the throes of figuring out if you were going to invent this company, Codevine, or not. So
yeah.
What did that mean to you? How did you process that big billion-dollar move by Atlassian?
I was really in the throes of turning the AI ship around, if you will, at Rocket Partners, trying to figure out how to help Rocket be the best agentic-powered software development agency in the world. I knew we had to, you know, get to the front of the pack or we were going to get left behind. Measurement for us came part and parcel with access. As a consultancy, we had SOC 2 requirements on us. We had customer data privacy requirements on us. So we had to figure out how to get people secure access right away. And with that, we built access, we built cost controls, cost visibility in from the beginning. When I saw that, obviously the $1 billion price tag, it's a big problem, right? We have corporate spend forecasts that are really almost impossible to come to bear, if you will, in terms of AI consumption, right? So if your AI costs are one day going to potentially exceed your human capital costs, if you listen to the pundits out there, understanding what your true costs are in terms of consumption, but then also secondary costs associated with that are tremendous. But that's really the cost of experimentation. That's the cost of the expectation. That's not understanding what you're getting out of it. Are your people effective? Are you delivering better, faster, cheaper because of it?
Even without that, I don't know if you saw this, just was this week with Jensen Huang. Said if he's paying each of his engineers $500,000 a year, he would be very disappointed if they weren't spending $250K a year in token spend.
Yeah. I thought I heard him say 600,000 tokens here. I thought, man, that's ballsy. Yeah. Yeah. He's a straight up champion that your best people need to be spending more in tokens than they are earning in salary. I wonder why he could possibly be doing that. It's very clear that you can create a lot of activity.
Yes.
It's not very clear that you can create a lot of
productivity and productivity aren't the same thing.
Yeah.
More on that later.
Yeah.
But let's maybe do rewind. You brought something up to the people watching and listening today about Rocket Partners. Mm-hmm. They may not be familiar with. I'll paint a little of the picture. You can do the rest. I don't know, anywhere between 50 and more than 100 engineers, mm-hmm. different points in time, spread mm-hmm. all over the globe here in Atlanta, but a little bit of everywhere. Largely building custom software inside other people's enterprises at that
That's right.
point in time. Tell me what you saw in those engagements that nobody was talking about yet. What did you learn from those engagements that maybe led you to the idea of Codevine?
I think that I realized we needed to get way ahead of our customers on this. So I realized, number one.
Pretty prescient. That's good.
Rocket Partners, we do custom cloud heavy lifting for Global 2000 clients. It's the world's most fun to be able to go solve new challenging problems every day for great people. When you realize that you sell brain power by the hour.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you can rent amazing brains by the token. That makes you do some soul searching on what's the next iteration of value that we're going to be providing our clients. So certainly there's a ton in terms of change management. There's a ton in terms of just getting what does an AI-powered SDLC look like. There are a lot of people who say the cost of software is going to zero. The fact of the matter is, at least for us, the majority of our developers' day is not actually spent writing software.
Yeah.
There's a lot more that goes into it. And I think that's one of the really interesting things right now, the really interesting challenges is how are we going to evolve our human organizations to take on this new superpower, super quick partner, mm-hmm. right? But I realized we've been known for technical prowess. We've been known for always hitting on our delivery promises, staying on budget. I wrote my people an email, gosh, it's probably about the September timeframe. I said, look, I've been doing this for 30 years. As much as I hate to say it, I feel the value of my hard-won expertise, that value is going down on a daily basis, not necessarily my ability to see across problems and organize teams and interface with clients, but the actual ability to execute the code
yeah.
is no longer the high-value skill that it has been for the past 50 years. I've been using this quote a lot lately. The first realization is the Ricky Bobby quote. We weren't going to be first, we were going to be last.
Yeah.
So,
you know, that's a personal favorite.
Everybody loves it. So that was the first thing I saw. Our customers are going to start increasingly feeling like they have the power to do some of the things that they've asked us to do in the past, which that may be true, that may be misguided. We certainly want our customers to succeed in every possible way, but realize we had to shift the competitive landscape. And for us, that was becoming the best agentic powered software development agency in the world.
Got it. Awesome. Awesome. Listen, you founded this thing together with Dan Schwartz. Was there anything that Dan saw being, you know, on the ground doing battle with clients one at a time that maybe you didn't see that contributed to this idea? Was there an element or an aspect that he brought to the table?
Yeah, I've had a couple of moments of strange timing in my career. More than a handful, but let's say I can think of two recent ones. I leased an office March 1st of 2020, just before we went full virtual for COVID.
Oh, wow.
And Dan,
good times.
Yeah, good times. Yeah, Dan, who's an amazing seller, has had a just huge career at both IBM and SAP. We've been trying to figure out how to work together for years, and we mm-hmm. finally cracked the formula, and I could get him on the team. And
could finally afford him.
Could finally afford him. Yeah. Finally afford him. And he was taking a break between wrapping up his old career and starting with us, took the family to Africa. And I can't swear on it, but in retrospect, I'm 99% sure Claude 4, Series 4 models were released while he was in Africa, right?
Yeah.
So we've been working for 6 months on a go-to-market plan, who we're going to be attacking first, what we're in the market just seized up.
Yeah.
Obviously, all anybody, especially as soon as Claude Code hit the market and everybody's AI drunk, right? That kind of made it real. There have been great specialized use cases. And this was the first real practical, your grandson just made something that blew your mind, right?
Yes.
So the market got really confused.
Yes.
So we realized, you know, we have to figure out how to elegantly navigate this completely changed landscape from a services perspective.
Yes, no doubt. No doubt. I'm going to bring everybody in just a tiny bit personally here. So you're a fellow rambling rack from Georgia Tech. You're a CS guy who's, in your own words, not mine, unapologetic cloud software nerd, I think is right. But
maybe you have to change that to AI nerd.
Maybe AI nerd now. Yeah, it sounds a little bit more current. But I know this much about you already. When you're not in front of a keyboard or with your family, you're more than likely on a mountain bike. What does spending time on a mountain bike teach you about life and being a CEO that you can't learn in front of a keyboard?
Ooh, that's a good question. Yeah, I had
that's deep, Ricky Bobby.
Yeah, I had an investor ask me a very similar question years ago. Maybe it was more like, what do you like about biking? At the time, I said, there's something amazing about riding a bike. If you're doing it right and you're pushing the limit, there's no room for anything else in your head. It's just tunnel vision. I don't even want to call it flow state. It's almost like blackouts.
Yes, Dave.
I would say grit. There's some rides that just murder you.
Yes.
But you got to make it back to the car
somehow,
right? You can't quit as much as you want. You can't quit. But, you know, you don't really remember the pain. Pain is temporary, pride's forever. There's something about the brain where it can be grueling for 6 hours and the next day, you'll think you'll never recover.
And
the next day, somehow you don't really fully remember the pain.
Yes. Yes. What's the difference between being in a young man and old man, where as a young man, you just don't remember the night before. As the old man, it takes you 2 days to remember what happened from the night before.
That's part one. Next week, the line between AI active and AI productive, and why your usage leaderboard is lying to you. Root Access is a Codevine production. New episodes can be found at codevine.ai.